Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们早安。
Let's turn to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 12.
让我们翻到路加福音第十二章。
Luke 12, from verse 35.
从三十五节开始。
Let your waist be girded and your lamps burning.
你们的腰里要束上带，灯也要点着。
And you yourselves be like men who wait for their master when he will return from the wedding, that when he comes and knocks, they may open to him immediately.
自己好像仆人等候主人从婚宴的宴席上回来，他来到客门就立刻给他开门。
Blessed are those servants whom the master, when he comes, will find watching. Truly I say to you, he will gird himself and have them sit down to eat and will come and serve them.
主人来了，看见仆人警醒，那仆人就有福了。我实在告诉你们，主人必叫他们坐席，自己束上带，近前伺候他们。
And if he should come in the second watch or come in the third watch and find them so, blessed are those servants.
或是二更天，或是三更天来，看见仆人这样，那仆人是有福了。
But know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come,He would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. Therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect.
家主若知道贼什么时候来，就必警醒，不用贼挖透房屋。这是你们所知道的，你们也要预备，因为你们想不到的时候，人子就来了。
Then Peter said to him, Lord, do you speak this parable only to us or to all people?
彼得说主啊这比喻是为我们说的呢还是为众人呢
And the Lord said, Who then is that faithful and wise steward whom his master will make ruler over his household to give them their portion of food in the due season?
主说谁是那忠心有见识的管家主人派他管理家里的人按时分粮给他们呢
Blessed is that servant whom his master will find so doing when he comes.Truly I say to you that he will make him ruler over all that he has.
主人来到看见仆人这样行那仆人就有福了。我实在告诉你们主人要派他管理一切所有的。
But if that servant says in his heart, my master is delaying his coming and begins to beat the male and female servants and to eat and drink and be drunk, the master of that servant will come on a day when he is not looking for him and at an hour when he is not aware of and will cut him in two.And appoint him his portion with the unbelievers.
那仆人若心里说我的主人必来得迟就动手打仆人和使女并且吃喝醉酒在他想不到的日子不知道的时辰那仆人的主人要来重重的处置他定他与不忠心的人同罪。
And that servant who knew his master's will but did not prepare himself or do according to his will shall be beaten with many stripes.But he who did not know, yet committed things deserving of stripes, shall be beaten with few. For every one to whom much is given, from him much will be required. And to whom much has been committed, of him they will ask the more.
主人知道仆人的意思，却不预备，又不顺他的意思行，那仆人必多受责打。唯有那不知道的，做了当受责打的事，必少受责打。因为多给的，就向谁多取。多妥谁就向谁多要
And then in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 21
请翻到马太福音二十一章
Matthew 21 from verse 28
第二十八节
The Lord Jesus is speaking to the chief priests and the elders who challenged his authority
主耶稣在马太福音二十一章二十八节的时候主耶稣对那些官长和大祭司来说话，因为他们来质问主耶稣的权柄。
And he told them a parable beginning in verse 28.
主耶稣就用这个二十八节开始的一个比喻来向他们说话。
But what do you think? A man had two sons, and he came to the first and said, "Son, go work today in my vineyard."
又说一个人有两个儿子就来对大儿子说我儿你今天到葡萄园里去做工
He answered and said I will not But afterward he regretted and went
他回答说我不去，以后自己后悔就去了。
Then he came to the second son and said likewise, and he answered and said, I go, sir, but he did not go.
又来对小儿子也是这样说，他回答说父啊我去，他却不去。
Which of the two did the will of his father? They said to him, the first. Jesus said to them, truly I say to you that tax collectors and harlots enter the kingdom of God before you. For John came to you in the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him, but tax collectors and harlots believed him. And when you saw it, you did not afterward repent and believe him.
你们想这两个儿子是哪一个遵行父命的呢？他们说大儿子。耶稣说我是在告诉你们，税吏和娼妓倒比你们先进神的国，因为约翰遵着义路到你们这里来，你们却不信他，税吏和娼妓却倒信他，你们看见了，后来还是不懊悔去信他。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
让我们有些祷告。
Dear Lord, we thank you that we have this privilege to gather in your name.
亲爱的主啊，我们感谢你有这样的权柄能够在你面前聚集。
Lord, this is your mercy to us.
这是你自己对我们的怜悯。
Lord, we thank you that these mercies are new every morning.
我们感谢你每天早晨这样的怜悯是新的。
Your steadfast love never fails.
你那个不改变的爱永远是不改变的。
Lord, so by faith we want to just take this opportunity that you give to us.
借着信心，我们要来抓住这个机会。
In our hearts, in our minds, we want to lay aside other matters.
把我们心中一切分心的事都除去。
We do pray that we may know the reality of your presence here.
我们实在是为着你自己与我们同在的这个实际，我们向你祈求。
You have told us where two or three are gathered together in your name that you are there in the midst.
因为你告诉我们说，两三个人奉你的门聚集，你就与我们同在。
Lord, we welcome you, we bow before you, we acknowledge that you are our head, you are our Lord.
主啊，我们认定你，我们接受你，我们承认你是我们的元首。
As we open your word together, Lord, we acknowledge that we don't understand.
当我们打开你话语的时候，我们实在承认我们不明白。
We need you to be our teacher today.
我们需要你来做我们的教师。
And we thank you for the Holy Spirit whom you've sent to do this work.
为着你所来的圣灵，我们来感谢你。
Indeed, Lord, as we sang together this morning, all that is good, all that is truly in the service of your will must come from you.
我们从今天所唱的诗歌知道一切的服事，真的服事都必须从你来的。
So we open our hearts to you.
所以我们就在你面前敞开我们的心。
We pray, make our hearts tender.
我们祷告求你使我们的心柔软。
Make us responsive to your word.
让我们对你的话能够有回应。
Lord, that you may be glorified in your church.
以致你在你的教会当中能够得到荣耀。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Now, dear brothers and sisters, recently there was a conference on the New Jersey shore.
最近在这个新泽西州的这个海边有一个聚会。
And every year for a number of years there's been a conference at Harvey Cedars.
在 Harvey Cedars 那个地方呢，每一年呢我们有一个聚会，已经好几年了。
And in South Jersey Fellowship we have responsibilities for preparing for this time.
我们在这个南泽西住的弟兄姊妹们就为了这个聚会的预备呢有些责任。
And we look to the Lord to reveal to us how we should proceed.
我们在主面前寻求我们当如何做。
And the Lord laid this burden on the hearts of several brothers and sisters.
主就把一些负担呢放在一些弟兄姊妹的心中。
A spiritual stewardship.
他把这个属灵的管家这个负担给了我们。
And the Lord in this conference recently spoke to us in a very clear way.
在这个退休聚会里面呢，主呢非常清楚地告诉我们。
And one thing that we do in our home fellowship after such a time.
当聚会了之后呢，在我们自己本地的教会里面交通的时候。
Is that all the brothers and sisters will be given opportunity to stand and to share what they receive from the Lord.
每个弟兄姊妹呢，就有机会呢，在主面前来分享他在主面前领受的那一份。
And the kind of response is very different.
我们发现每个弟兄姊妹他对信息的这个领受是非常不同的。
One sister who is a college professor, she will stand and present PowerPoint outlines.
有一个做教授的姊妹呢，用这个 PowerPoint.
And many of us who don't take very good notes, we benefit from those outlines.
有些不会做很好的笔记的人，从这样的呈现里面呢，得了一些帮助。
Some may just stand up and just speak of how the Lord touch their heart.
有些人呢，就是站在那里，向众人分享主怎样感动了他的心。
Perhaps their memory of the details was not quite clear, but they know that the Lord was dealing with their life.
虽然他不能够告诉我们他所听到的每一个细节，但是他能够很清楚的知道神在那个借着信息来对付他的心。
Others may share of how the fellowship with the brothers and sisters on the Word of God was really helpful to them.
有些人分享说，和众弟兄姊妹一同分享主的话，对他们来讲是非常有帮助。
And it's very precious how the Lord will speak through the different brothers and sisters as they would share, some maybe just for a couple minutes.
主借着这些众弟兄姊妹在分享主的话， 是非常非常有帮助的。
And it's a reminder to us that the Lord is more concerned with our response to His Word than just with speaking messages.
所以主这边提醒我们说，主对我们这个对他话语的反应呢，更重于我们听到的那个时候。
A message can be spoken, it can be recorded as notes in a notebook or recorded in an audio or video tape.
因为信息可以被录在这个很多不同的这个容器上面。
And it can be filed away and forgotten.
可以存档，然后可能被忘记了。
I know that many messages that I have wanted to visit again have just stayed on the list of things that I meant to do, but I never did.
有些信息呢，我想要去重新听，但是呢， 它一直在我的想要做的事情的那个清单上的其中一项，但是我永远没有机会去再去听。
So I want to share with brothers and sisters how the Lord has spoken to me through this message.
所以我今天愿意跟弟兄姊妹分享这个神借着这个信息怎样对我说话。
But I pray that it's not just received as another message.
我希望说，这个不是
A message about a message.
是一个关于另外一个信息的一个信息。
Because you can speak messages about messages about messages, and really what the Lord is after may be missed.
你可以讲一个信息是关于另外一个信息的，另外一个信息就是关于另外一个信息，但是呢，主真正想要所说的话呢，可能就失去了。
But I find as I visit these portions that we read together,
我发现到这个我们刚才所读到这些经文呢，
There is a very stern warning in these words.
在这些话语里面有非常严厉的警告。
There is also a reminder of tremendous privilege and responsibility.
并且在告诉我们我们所拥有的这个特殊的这个权柄。
If anyone can stand up and say that I've received something from the Lord,
如果任何人说我在主面前领受了什么，
I've heard from the Lord,
我从主那里听到了什么，
This is not a light thing.
这不是一个轻松的事。
There is tremendous responsibility attached to that.
因为这里呢有一个很重要的责任临到我们。
And it is a responsibility for which each one will give an account to the Lord himself.
因为这个责任就是每一个人必须要向神呢主呢交账的。
This is really the heart of stewardship.
这是管家的一个中心思想。
Something has been committed to your trust.
主把这件事情交托给你了。
A responsibility has been given.
把责任交托给我们。
And an account will also be given.
那个账呢也交给我们了。
It is a responsibility that can be neglected.
我们常常会忽略这种责任。
And the consequences of neglecting that responsibility are very grave.
但是那个忽略这样责任的那个后果是非常严重的。
But the blessing that comes with faithfulness to this responsibility, cannot be measured.
但是那个尽责任而有带来的那个祝福呢也是没办法测量。
The real challenge to the heart of the Lord's people.
所以在神百姓的那个心里面呢真正重要的是
How real is this calling?
神对我们的呼召是多么真实。
How does this responsibility weigh upon your heart?
神给我们的托付和责任在我们心中是有多么重要呢？
How does it affect the way that I live my life, the way that you live your life?
这个责任是否影响你我平常的生活？
Is it something that I can hear and then forget quite easily?
这是不是我听到了以后就很容易忘记了呢？
Or is it something that demands such a response from me, that I can't go on, the way I've been going?
或者是这个责任太重大，我不能继续过我以往的生活。
I find the Lord pressing this issue to my own heart.
我发现主呢，在我的心中呢，一直在警告我。
So I would just share with brothers and sisters, not as a preacher, but as your brother in Christ.
所以我想和弟兄姊妹一同分享，不是以这个传道人的身份。而是以这个一个弟兄的身份。
The text that we read from the Gospel of Luke,
在路加福音我们所读到的那个经文。
The theme verse for this conference was Luke 12:42.
这个退休会的那个主要的经文是第42节。
Our Lord Jesus is asking a question.
我们主要是问一个问题。
Who then is the faithful and wise steward whom the master has set over his household to give his servants their food at the proper time?
就说谁是那忠心有见识的管家，主人派他管理家里的人，按时分粮给他们呢？
It's a question, that must be understood.
这个主所发的问题呢，必须要很清楚的了解。
It's not in the first place a description of what a steward is.
这个不是中心的管家到底是什么的一个回答。
Although the duties of the steward are described.
虽然这边告诉我们一个管家说他所做的事，在这边很告诉了我们。
It's not in the first place a description of the qualities of a good steward.
这里也不是告诉我们说我们做的那个品质应该是怎么样。
Although faithfulness and wisdom are mentioned.
虽然这里谈到忠心和见识。
The question is, who is the steward?
这个问题的这个忠心是到底谁是那忠心的仆人。
Who is this faithful and wise steward?
到底谁是这位忠心有见识的管家？
And it's very interesting if you consider that this question is the answer to a question.
我们知道这个问题呢是另外一个问题的答案。
In the context, the Lord Jesus is speaking about his return.
因为主耶稣在这个整个比喻里面说到主耶稣的自己的再回来。
After he finishes his work on the earth,And returns to the Father, he will come again.
When Jesus finishes his work on the earth,
And his coming will be a time of testing. It will be a time of judgment. It will be a time when his glory is revealed. But the pressing matter for the Lord's servants is that they should be ready.
对主的仆人呢，最重要的功课，那个时候就是他们必须要预备好了。
They should be as servants in the master's household.
他们要像在主人家里的仆人一样。
Whose master is going to return from a wedding.
他们的主人呢，要从那个婚宴上要回来。
And they don't know exactly when he's going to come back.
那仆人们不晓得他们主人到底什么时候要回来。
He has not told them that information.
因为他们的主人没有告诉他们这个消息。
But they know that he is coming back.
但是他们知道他们的主人呢必定要回来。
And they know that his coming is very soon.
并且他们也知道说他们主人呢很快就要回来。
And they want to be ready to receive him when he comes to the door.
所以他们的仆人们呢必须要预备好了，等他仆人主人来的时候，他们就能把门打开。
They don't want to be caught by surprise.
他们不想被这个没有预备好，等他主人来的时候，他没有预备好。
They don't want to have to prepare after he arrives at the door and make him waiting outside.
他们不应该在他主人来了以后，他们再准备。
They want to joyfully receive him whenever he chooses to come.
他们希望说他主人不管什么时候来，他们能够都预备好了，欢喜地迎接他回来。
Now this is the context of Peter's question to the Lord.
所以这个是彼得问这个主这个问题的上文。
And Peter always had a way of speaking up the things that the others maybe thought, but they were afraid to say.
我们知道彼得常常呢，把人家心里面想的话呢，他把讲出来了。
And he said, Lord, are you speaking in this way only to us, only to the apostles, or to everyone who's here?
他说，你说这个比喻是为着我们说的呢，还是对所有其他的人说的呢？
And the Lord answered with this question.
主耶稣呢就用这个问题来回答他的问题。
Now it's very interesting when the Lord Jesus answers a question with a question.
我们看到说主耶稣用问题来回答问题呢是非常有趣的。
It somehow means that perhaps the question that we're asking is not the right question.
就告诉我们说我们问的问题啊不是对的问题。
So before the Lord answers, he wants to bring us to ask the right question first.
所以主耶稣呢要教我们怎样来问对的问题。
And we're not told what Peter was thinking about, but he was clearly making distinctions among those who were gathered there.
我们不晓得彼得到底心里想什么，但是他很显然的，彼得把当初的那个群众呢分成两种人。
Is the responsibility that the Lord Jesus is talking about, is that only the responsibility of a few?
他问主说，那个主所讲到的那个责任呢，是少数人的责任呢？
Is the warning that the Lord Jesus is giving, is that warning only directed to a few?
主耶稣说，告诉我们的警告是只是向着少数人说的警告呢？
Will the promised blessings for faithfulness belong only to a few?
那些对忠心的人所带来的祝福也是只是为了那些少数人呢？
Is it just about us or is it about everybody?
单单仅是为着我们呢，还是为着众人呢？
Now there's some way in which if we think the word is just for everyone,
有时候我们觉得这话是对众人说的。
Maybe we take it to heart or take it personally a little bit less.
我们就不觉得那个对我们自己是有那么重要的。
If our understanding is that the responsibility belongs to everyone, maybe we're more apt to trust the others to go ahead.
如果我们觉得每个人都有责任的时候呢，我们觉得是，我可以把我这一份的责任呢，让别人来承担。
On the other hand, if we think that we're very special, somehow this word is only for us.
但是如果我们觉得这个责任是专单单托付些我们或者少数的人，
then whether or not the others understand or respond, it doesn't matter.
别人怎么想怎么做是没什么关系的。
Peter wanted to be clear about how he should respond to this word.
因为彼得想要清楚地知道他应该怎样回应这个主耶稣的话语。
How seriously and personally should I take the words?
彼得说，我到底要何等严肃地来接受主的这个托付？
And the Lord didn't say, well, yes, it's for all, or yes, it's only for you.
主耶稣没有回答说，是，就是为了众人的，或者说，是，就是只为了少数人的。
He said, who then?
主耶稣回答说，谁是？
Who then is the faithful and wise steward?
谁是那忠心有见识的管家？
This is yet to be determined.
因为主耶稣问这个话的时候，他还没决定说到底是哪一帮人。
It awaits the time of testing.
因为这需要一个试炼的时候。
In the time of testing, it will be clearly seen who then is the faithful and wise steward.
只有当试炼的时候呢，才能够清楚地看见到底谁是有忠心、有见识的管家。
And this faithful and wise steward is not so because he has a title on his badge.
不是因为你有什么特殊的地位或特殊的名分呢，你就是那忠心有见识的人。
It's because he is found to be faithful by the master.
而是因为他被主人认定。
In the time of testing, the faithful and wise steward is found to be faithful and wise.
只有在试炼的时候呢，那些忠心有忠心有见识的管家呢，才能被显明是有忠心也有见识的。So
the answer is not this is for a few or this is for many.
所以回答。 彼得的问题呢，不是到底这个是对少数人说的话呢，还是对众人说的话？
Because it may be everyone.
可能是对每一个人。
It may be no one.
或者是对每一个人。
It may be a few.
可能只是少数的人。
It may only be one.
可能只对一个人。
This awaits the time of testing.
这必须要等到试炼的时候。
It is for those who hear to be prepared for the time of testing.
就是为着那些听见了并且预备好了为着试炼。Now
clearly the Lord Jesus speaking about a household with many servants.
很清楚的，这个主耶稣说到这个家里呢有许多的仆人。And
clearly the servants in this household are all given responsibility.
很清楚的，每一个在这个家里的仆人呢都有责任托付给他们。They
are all called to be awake and alert.
他每一个人都被要求是要警醒,
to be given to the task that they receive from the master.
他每一个人都有从他们主人领受的这个责任,
to always be prepared to serve.
他们一定要常常预备好来侍奉,
having your loins girded.
把你们的腰上的带子束上,
that means you're not relaxing, you're ready to serve.
那就表示说你不放松，而是你预备好了要侍奉。
The lamp is burning.
而且灯也要点着。
That means after quitting time.
就表示说到休息的时候。
After the time when you may be expected to cease working for the day.
也就是说当你预备要从你的工作休息的时候。
The lamps are burning.
那时候灯呢也要点着。You're
awake. You are occupied with preparation.
你要警醒，并且你要做那些预备的工作。Because
the master could return at any moment.
因为主人呢，随时都要回来。Now,
surely this is a concern of every real servant.
对每一个真正的仆人来说呢，这是一个很重要的议题。And
the Lord exhorts those who hear to have this kind of mind.
主耶稣就鼓励那些有这样心思的人。
But the Lord then mentions something further.
主耶稣更进一步说。
And he speaks about a special kind of servant.
主耶稣说到一些非常特殊的一批仆人。
This is a servant who knows the mind of the master.
说到这一批人呢, 他们知道主人的意思的, 这批人,
who shares the same interest as the master.
他们和主呢, 有同样的, 这个, 负担,
and who cares for what belongs to the master the same way the master does.
他们对主的事呢, 像主一样那样关心。
In verse 39 of Luke 12, the Lord Jesus says, "Know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into."
他39节说, 家主若知道贼什么时候来,就必警醒,不容贼挖透房屋, 这是你们所知道的。
Notice that he doesn't say if the servants of the house had known what hour the thief would come.
请记得这里面没有说仆人若知道贼什么时候来,
but if the master of the house had known.
他里面说到是家主若知道,
it is understood that the master is going to have a different mind about his home and his property and his family's welfare.
我们知道家主呢, 有一些不同的, 对他的家, 对他家人有不同的那个, 关心,
something that he would not leave to the servants alone.
他不会把这些关怀呢, 关心的事呢, 光光只交给这个仆人, 就完了。
A servant might work for wages or work for rewards.
仆人他们工作的时候是为着, 薪水, 为着这个奖赏。
And if suddenly, his life is threatened, may just say, "Go ahead, you can have whatever you want."
当他们的生命, 在危机的时候呢, 他可能就放弃了, 就说, 哦, 你们去偷所有你们所要拿的。
Here are the keys to the treasure box.
就把那个钥匙, 那个宝藏钥匙就交给那些贼了。
Just spare my life, you can have whatever you want.
只要不要杀我呢, 你可以把这个家里所有东西拿走。
After all, it doesn't belong to me.
因为那本来就不是我的。
You see, that's a very different attitude than the attitude of the master toward his own possession, toward his own household.
所以家族来说呢, 他对自己家人, 和财产的那个关系的程度呢, 是完全不同的。
The master of the house would defend his house and his family and his possessions with his life.
家主呢, 是为了保护他的, 他们的这个家人或财产呢, 他会这个拼命的,
and would not stand idle and allow the thief to do whatever he wants.
他不会让那个贼呢, 到他们家里来做任何破坏的,
even if the thief was very large and the master was very small.
虽然有时候贼是非常高大强壮,
this is very important to recognize.
这是非常重要一点我们需要了解。
Because the Lord Jesus is speaking about a kind of servant who has the master's mind about what belongs to the master.
主要是讲到, 有一批仆人呢, 他们, 他们有家属一样的关切。
He has the master's heart's concern.
他们了解着主人的心。
The Lord Jesus in verse 40 said, "Therefore you also be ready."
因为在40节说, 你们也要预备。
In other words, be ready like the master.
用另外一句话说, 你们也要像家主一般的预备。
Not just be ready like the servant.
他不是说你们要像那个仆人一般的预备。
As the master is ready, you also be ready.
而是要像家主一样的预备好。
And this, dear brothers and sisters, really touches the heart of stewardship.
这一点呢, 乃是这个管家的一个最中心最重要的一点。
A steward is a servant.
这个管家是一个仆人。
A steward has been committed with responsibility.
一个管家呢, 是有这个责任来交托给他的。
A steward will give an account of his stewardship.
管家呢, 有这个管家的责任。
But a steward in the mind of the Lord Jesus is one who is identified with the master.
但是在主耶稣基督心目的管家呢, 他是与主的心思意念是合在一起的。
A faithful steward is the one that the master can entrust with everything that belongs to him.
一个忠心的管家呢，乃是主人可以把他家里的所有事情都交托给他。
I trust everything that belongs to me to this steward because I know that the steward will treat it the way I would treat it.
我把我家里所有的东西就交托给他，因为他会像我一样来对待我家里的所有的事情。
I know that this steward will behave toward my possession exactly as I would behave if I were there.
我的管家呢，对待我的产业呢，就像我当场在场一样那样的关心。
So this steward being there is as if I was there myself.
就当我管家在那里的时候，就像我亲自在那里一样。
This is the master's thought for the steward.
这就是家主呢对管家的一种看法。
Someone who identifies with his heart, with his mind.
也就是有人呢和他的跟他的心呢跟他的关心呢都完全紧紧的连在一起。
I remember when I was a teenager.
我记得我青少年的时候。
And I used to try to talk my father into buying me a car.
我想要就说服我的爸爸呢，帮我买一部车子。
A used car would be fine.
那个旧车也好。
It doesn't have to be brand new.
那个车子不需要是新的。
Just something decent to get around here and there.
只要是可以这个开来开去的这个车子就好了。
And my father always refused.
我爸爸呢，一直这个拒绝。
And of course that disturbed me much when I was a teenager.
当然是这个对我来说一个很大的打击啊，在青少年的时候。
But what my father told me, I still remember.
但是我到现在还记得我爸爸对我说的话。
He said, "Your first car should be something that you work for and pay for yourself."
他说是。 你的第一部车呢，应该是你自己赚的钱呢，你自己工作赚的钱去买的车。
Because if you work for it and pay for it yourself, you will care about it a lot more than if I just give you one.
因为如果是你用你自己赚的钱呢，工作的钱呢，去买这个车子呢，那你会更加的保养、保护、爱惜这个车。
And you know, I didn't see the wisdom in that at the time.
但那个时候呢，我还没有想到这句话背后的那个智慧。
But it's very, very true.
但是这句话是非常实在的。
If you have a sense that something belongs to you, you care more about it than if it belongs to someone else.
因为你觉得一个东西是你自己的，你会更加的爱惜。
Even if that someone else is someone that you love and respect.
因为你觉得这个不是别人，乃是你的东西。
It's just easy to take it for granted.
因为如果是别的东西，如果是别人的东西。 就算是你爱的那个人的东西，你也是不太会关心的。
So this, dear brothers and sisters, is, I believe, is the real challenge of stewardship.
所以我觉得这是对于做管家的一个最重要的课题。
Much has been given.
向谁多给的。
And to whom much is given, much will be required.
就向谁多取。
But the Lord is after the heart of a servant.
但是主在这里乃是想得着那个管家的心。And
the Lord is after the heart of a servant to give that servant the heart of a steward.
主要把这个有这样心的管家呢，把管家的责任托付给他。It's
not so much what it is that we've been given to do.
这不是光是说主交代我们有些事情去做。Do
we really know the master who has called us?
而是说我们对于这个呼召我们的主到底认识多少?
What is the attitude of our heart toward what has been entrusted?
我们心中对于我所领受的那个托付是怎样的一个态度呢?
Do I care for that with the master's concern?
我是用主一样的那种关心来关心这件事吗?
You know, often, brothers and sisters, I find that it's not so.
很多时候我发现说我们不是这样子。
That it's very easy to say certain things that are right.
我们很容易讲一些对的事。
And oftentimes in prayer meeting, we would pray, "Thy will be done."
在祷告聚会的时候，我们可以祷告说，愿你的旨意成就。
We would confess that we want to be occupied with the Father's business.
我们也可以祷告说我们心呢是以父的事为念。
But often in the time of testing, it's easy to let things go.
但是当试炼来的时候呢很容易把这些事情就放手了。
And to think, well, after all, why should we pray? Because the Lord already knows everything beforehand.
我们会说我们为什么要需要祷告呢因为主已经知道了。
So even if we don't pray, he will still take care of it himself.
所以如果我们不祷告的话主还是会照他的旨意行事的。
How can we be so worried about serving the Lord because the Lord already has everything that he needs?
我们为什么需要服侍主呢主已经拥有一切他所需要的了。
And every time I try to serve the Lord, I usually make mistakes. I usually mess something up somehow.
每当我服侍的时候总是做错一些事情总是把事情弄得更糟。
And I can see that maybe others aren't really helped a whole lot by my serving.
因为当我服侍的时候发现说弟兄姊妹没有得到真正的帮助
So I just leave that to the Lord
所以呢我就干脆把它交给主了
But you know dear brothers and sisters The Lord's way with us is to really work upon our hearts
主耶稣弟兄姊妹们主耶稣的道路乃是真是要来这个塑造我们的心
To bring us to the place where we love with his love
所以让我们的心呢能够爱主所爱的
where we care with his same concern
我们能关心主所关心的
and dear brothers and sisters this I believe means so much more to the Lord than just success the way we think about success
我想这个对主呢比这个我们所谓的这个成功啊更重要
or we think about how important our service is
或者是我们觉得我们的服事是何等重要
When I used to work as a dishwasher in a restaurant, it was the first job I ever had.
当我这个在这个餐厅里面这个做洗碗工的时候
I wasn't a very good dishwasher.
我不是一个很好的洗碗工
Because my mindset was, this is just a temporary job.
因为我的心思里面说这只不过是暂时的工作
I'm not going to be a dishwasher for the rest of my life.
因为我的一辈子我不是要做洗碗工的
They don't pay me very much
因为他不是他们付我的也不是很好
Plus I'm going to school and those things are much more important
因为我要学校那学校工作当然是比这个更重要了
So dear brothers and sisters I lost that first job as a dishwasher
所以呢我就失去了那个做洗碗工的机会
And I learned a lesson from that
然后我从这里面呢学到一个功课
That it was not the work itself that was too challenging.
并不是说这个洗碗的工作太难的缘故。
It was my attitude that was the problem.
乃是我心中的态度才是一个问题的所在。
And it was affecting the way that the restaurant was operating.
因为它会影响到整个餐厅的运行。
And it ended up affecting my pocketbook too.
最后呢，也影响到我的这个收入。
And you see how much is hinging upon the attitude towards the work. It's not so much doing the work.
所以那个对工作的态度呢，比那工作本身都重要。
And it was only because I knew that this wasn't my restaurant.
因为我知道说这不是我自己的餐厅啊。
The profit is not mine.
那个赚的利润也不是我的。
I'm back here in the back in the corner. No one sees me.
我在那个餐厅的角落里，没有人注意到我。
If some of the patrons at the restaurant enjoy the meal, they don't send a message back to the dishwasher.
如果是那个客人呢、啊，吃饭的时候，他们觉得很高兴，他们不会把这个好消息呢。
If anything gets back to the dishwasher, it's probably a complaint that my cup is not clean.
所有那洗碗工所听到的就是 complaint， 就是啊，这个杯子不够干净。
And so you see, my attitude towards this whole matter was I could take it or leave it.
所以我对这整个这个事情的一个态度就是啊，我可以这个做，也可以不做。
As long as it suits me, I'll take it. If it doesn't suit me, I leave it.
对我有好处我就做，对我没有好处我就不做。
And someone asked me, "What about your dishwasher job? What happened?"
有人问我说，这个洗碗工的工作怎么样啊
？I said I quit.
我说我不干。
Well, I got fired. That's why I quit.
因为我是被炒鱿鱼了，我在就是跟他讲说我不干了。
You see, if that kind of attitude is brought into the service of the Lord, what kind of damage is done?
如果我们用同样的态度来侍奉主的时候，你看看主的教会何等大的损失呢？
You say how insignificant I am. If I serve or not, it doesn't matter.
我们想说，哎，我们自己多么不重要，我是不是服侍了，没有什么重要性的。
There are those who have more responsibility. Well, of course, they have more reward.
那些负责的弟兄姊妹，他们的奖赏也大。
And we can be so negligent because somehow we have despised what the Lord has appointed us to do.
因为我们对自己呢，特别小看，因为我们小看神对我们的托付。
If we read this parable in the Gospel of Luke very carefully, we'll see that the heart is really in view.
我们如果读这个比喻的，很仔细的读的话，我们发现这个其实那个我们的心呢，才是这个比喻的中心。
Being ready, like the Master is ready, that's a heart matter.
像主人一样的预备好，这是一个心态的问题。I
care for this estate as the Master cares.
我像主人一样的关心这里的事情。Faithfulness
and wisdom are matters of the heart.
因为忠心和见识呢，是心里面的事情。Faithfulness
doesn't depend on whether the Master's eye is on you or not.
忠心呢，不在于说主人在看你或者不看你。
Faithfulness is even when nobody's watching.
忠心乃是说，就算是没有一个人注意到你。
Wisdom comes to someone who has sought the Master's heart.
见识乃是那些寻求主心的人。
You know just what to do at just the right time.
你知道你在对的时候要做哪些事情。
It's not because you're smarter than everyone else.
那不是因为你比别人聪明的缘故。
It's because you cared enough to seek the Master and inquire what is your mind.
因为你自己对主的爱跟关心的，你愿意寻求主的心，到底是你的心思意念是什么？
How would you have this done?
主人，你到底愿意这件事情怎么样做？
Not well. I'll wash the dish any way I please.
不是说我按照我自己的方法把这个碗洗好就行了。
And you're fortunate to have someone like me to wash your dishes at all.
哦，你自己呢有我这样的工人帮你洗碗已经不错了。
You see, that's the wrong attitude.
你知道这是一个不对的态度。
Wisdom is finding out the way the Master does things.
见识乃是说，看看主人到底愿意怎样把这件事情做好。
And agreeing with him.
并且呢，同意主的那个思想。
And being willing to do things. His way.
并且愿意照着主的意思来行事。
Now we'll see this matter of the heart is very clear when the Lord gives the warning.
当主耶稣给我们警告的时候，这个心思的意念呢，这个重要性更清楚了。
He speaks of the blessing that will come to the faithful and wise steward.
他讲到这个，对于有忠心有见识的人，他们所要得到的奖赏。
But then he speaks of another kind of steward.
并且他又说到另外一种仆人。
Verse 45, but if that servant says in his heart,
他说是那仆人若心里说,
my master is delayed.
我的仆人必来得迟。
You see, it was what he was saying to himself in his heart that determined everything that came after that.
你看到没有, 这个仆人对他心里面, 对他自己所说的话, 决定其他的一切。
My master is delaying.
我的主人呢，必来得迟。
In other words, I don't really believe that he's coming back soon.
另外一句话说，我实在不相信他要随时回来。
I don't believe he's coming back soon, and so it doesn't really matter how I conduct my service.
因着我不相信主什么就要快回来了，所以呢，我怎样做都没什么关系的。
It says his attitude in his heart affects the way he treats his fellow servants.
你看到没有？他心中的态度呢？这些告诉这里告诉我们呢，影响到他怎样对其他的仆人和使女。
Well, the master commanded us to love one another as he has loved us.
因为那个主人告诉我们说要彼此相爱，像主爱我们一样。
But this servant begins to beat the male and female servants.
那这个管家呢，就开始动手打仆人和使女。
He thinks that he's very good. 他想到他自己多么棒, and gives commands to all the others. And doesn't love them, but mistreats them.
他不爱他们,
and this servant is not watchful with the use of the time.
而且这个仆人呢,根本也不晓得怎样好好把握时间,
but just eats and drinks and gets drunk.
因为他吃喝醉酒,
just indulging in selfish appetite.
所以他就是在那边, 就非常自私的来满足他自己的需要,
no watchfulness,
没有这个警醒,
no preparation,
没有预备,
no concern about being in such a condition,
也不关心,
no fear that the master will arrive and find that there's such disorder in the life of his servant.
也没有这个惧怕主人的心, 主人发现他这样子会怎么样?
You'll see, brothers and sisters, it all began with a certain attitude of heart about the master's return.
你看到没有?
At the conference, one brother shared from the letters of the Apostle Peter.
那个在那个退休会的时候，有个弟兄呢就分享这个彼得所写的书信。
And it's very interesting if you read the letters of Peter in light of this parable.
你如果是照着这个主耶稣要讲的这个比喻呢来读彼得的书信的时候，你觉得非常有趣。
Because Peter was the one who asked the question.
因为彼得在这里问这个问题。
And there is much evidence that he deeply understands the heart of his master when he writes as an elderly saint.
你发现这当彼得写年长的时候，年老的时候，写彼得书信的时候，你知道彼得他是非常了解主耶稣在这里所说的话。
In Peter's letters, the sense that the Lord's coming is imminent is very clear.
他这边告诉在书信里面告诉我们。
Your eyes don't see him yet.
他说你们眼睛虽然没有看见他,
but your heart loves the Lord.
但是你们心里面, 因着他欢喜,
and you're rejoicing in the anticipation of seeing him face to face.
你们心中因着能够面对面见到他呢, 里面就充满了欢喜,
even though you're going through deep trials.
虽然你们在患难中,
there are many testings in your life.
虽然各样的, 试炼中,
many pressures, many difficulties.
虽然在各种的困难和难处中,
this shouldn't surprise you.
你不应该在这样的患难中呢, 觉得稀奇,
this is proving the genuineness of your faith.
因为这是要显出你自己那个不无畏的信心来,
it's showing what's real in your life.
就要显明,
is stripping away everything that's not real. Your heart is being established through these trials. So gird up your loins and set your hope fully on the grace that is to be revealed at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. All of this is recognized by the apostle and he shares with the brethren.
就这些事情呢,在彼得心灵中的非常清楚,他来分享和这些门徒们分享。
He said the hour has come for judgment to begin with the house of God.
他说那个时间到了,审判要从神的家开始。
Before the Lord comes to judge the world, he would judge his house.
主耶稣来审判世人以前呢，他先来审判神的家。
That is, he will put his house in order.
他要把他的家预备好了。
And he will give his servants ample opportunity to make preparation.
他给每一个仆人呢，足够的时间呢，做预备的工作。
And that preparation is always heart preparation.
那那个预备的工作，总是我们心里面的工作。
Establish your hearts.
坚固你的心。
Set your hope fully on the grace.
来充足的来盼望。
It's always a matter of what your heart is set upon.
这是乃是完全在乎你的心到底在做什么。
And judgment in the original sense means decision.
你知道这个审判 在原来的意思乃是做决定的意思。
There's a crisis.
有一个危机出现了。
And this crisis means that a separation occurs.
这个当危机出来的时候, 就这里就应该有一个分别。
In other words, regardless of what you may have said beforehand, it's the crisis that reveals what's really in your heart.
不管你在外面讲了些什么, 当危机来的时候, 就把你心中里面的东西显示出来。
And the crisis makes it impossible to sit on the fence.
因为这个危机当中呢, 你不能够走中间路线。
And you understand that expression. It means that you're neither one way or the other way.
你知道这个意思就是说, 你也不是左也不是右。
Kind of divided in my interest.
我的心呢, 就是, 两边都有。
Divided in my commitments.
我的心是分心了对这些事情。
The Lord Jesus spoke of trying to serve two masters. How it's impossible to do that.
主耶稣说你们的心啊, 不能够同时侍奉两个主人。
It's a very difficult balancing act.
因为这个非常, 这个要在这中间取到一个平衡点是不可能的。
And ultimately, you have to serve one or the other.
因为终究呢, 你要侍奉一个或者是另外一个。
And so we see that the time of testing, the time of trial is designed to bring to a place of decision.
所以这个试炼的时候, 危机的时候, 乃是为着让我们能够做一个清楚的决定。
So thank the Lord for the difficulties in our lives.
所以为着我们生活上的难处呢, 我们要感谢赞美神。
Thank the Lord when we find that our way is not always so smooth, it's not always so easy.
我们为着我们的道路不平坦来感谢赞美主。
This is an opportunity for us to choose this day whom we will serve.
因为那给我们一个机会, 今天我们到底要侍奉谁。
It's an opportunity to establish our hearts in preparation for the Master's coming.
因为这乃是给我们的 一个机会让我们的心能够得到坚固, 然后怎样预备侍奉主。
Peter acknowledges in his letters there's two ways that you can go.
在彼得的书信里面, 他告诉我们这是有两条道路。
There's the way of setting your heart fully on the grace that is to be revealed at the coming of the Lord.
所以他让一种呢, 是让我们的心呢, 完全呢, 来思想, 来预备主耶稣基督要在显现的时候要向我们所带来的那个恩。
This is a heart of faith, it's a heart of rejoicing, it's a heart of praise and worship.
这是一个预备的心,这是一个敬拜赞美充满了喜乐的心。
That's 1 Peter chapter 1.
这是一个彼得前书第一章讲的。
But then there's 2 Peter chapter 3.
在那个彼得后书第三章的时候这样说。
Peter mentions that in the last days there will be those who say, where is the promise of his coming?
他说在末世的时候, 有些人就会说, 主耶稣要来的应许在哪里呢?
Peter calls them scoffers.
彼得说那些, 好嘲笑的人,
they begin by doubting and by questioning.
他们呢, 怀疑, 并且他们质问,
and they end with scoffing.
他们就来嘲笑,
which is to reject the whole thing as nonsense.
就把这个所有的, 主耶稣再来的应许当作一个,
And what is the attitude of heart that he describes there?
你看到那个彼得是怎样来描述这样的人的心?
Where's the promise of his coming?
主再来的应许在哪里呢?
Ever since people have been on the earth, they've been talking about the coming of God, the judgment of God.
从主创世以前以来呢，就有人来谈到主的再来。
Is the day after day after day, and things still look the same?
一日如一日, 每天好像事情都一样。
Christians in the first century were expecting the Lord Jesus to come back at any moment.
你知道第一世纪的基督徒呢, 他们想到说, 主耶稣随时都可以再回来的。
And here we are in the 21st century, and we're still talking about him coming back any moment.
我们现在已经21世纪了, 我们仍然讲到说, 主耶稣要随时都回来。
He hasn't come back yet.
他还没有再回来。
Maybe he's not coming back. And this is the mindset of the scoffer who rejects the word of the Lord and only trusts in what his eye will see. But But now those who are watching and waiting for the Lord,
但是那些, 为着主的再来警醒预备的人呢,
they trust their master's word above all else.
他们相信他们主人的话,
because the master has said that he will come back at a time when you're not looking for him.
因为主人说,
not the time where you have it all figured out.
不是在你们,
so what is behind this attitude of heart?
所以这个心态背后到底是什么事呢?
This is really the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives.
这是乃是圣灵在我们里面的工作,
to bring us into agreement with the Master's heart.
让我们与主的心呢能够融合在一起。
All type of rebellion and carelessness in living is because we don't really believe in the truth of His Word.
我们的生活充满着这个反叛和那个不小心啊,不留意,乃是因为我们对主的话不是相信。
We may begin with doubting and end with scoffing.
我们从怀疑开始,然后从嘲笑结束。
Dear brothers and sisters, there's a way in which we have to be honest with the Lord and with His Word.
我们必须要对主呢,诚实,并且对主的话要非常实在。
Oftentimes, it's easy to overlook the stern warning that is attached to the Lord's words of encouragement.
我们常常忘记在这个主这个鼓励的话语背后呢,有一个非常严肃的警告。
We know that the Lord's delay does not mean that He's not there.
因为主的迟延呢,并不表示说他不会再来。
The Lord's waiting and slowness is really not slow.
主的迟延实在不是迟延。
It's in proportion to the largeness of His heart.
就乃是告诉我们主那个容忍的心有何等的大。
It's because His desire is that no one should perish.
因为主呢, 不希望任何人沉沦,
but that all should come to repentance.
每个人都能够来悔改。
So His slowness is really because He loves you and me.
他所有迟延呢, 乃是因为他爱你和我的缘故。
And He gives us opportunity to reconsider.
他给我们机会重新来思考。
I will only say one thing about Matthew 21.
我们来读到这个马太21章。
Now this, what it really spoke to my heart when the Lord spoke to these, about these two sons.
主借着这个对两个儿子的说话呢,来向我的心说话。
You know, the religious leaders were challenging him and were questioning that he had the right to do and say what he did.
你知道那个时候的宗教的领袖们来怀疑主的这个做很多事情的背后的权柄。
And he asked them a question about John the Baptist's ministry.
主耶稣问他们说那个施洗约翰的服事。
Whether it was from God or not.
他的洗礼到底是从神来的还是从人来的。
And they were very calculating and they wanted to try to anticipate what he would say.
那些官长们呢,就非常,他们心呢,非常小心,他们每一句话回答的时候都是蛮有心机的。
They calculated it would be better to say that we don't know than to say one way or the other.
他们说,最好我们现在说呢,我们不晓得。
You see, they try to sit on the fence and play it safe.
你知道他们现在想要走这个中间路线。
And the Lord said, well, I won't answer your question either, but think about this.
主耶稣说,你们不回答我的问题,我也不要回答你们的问题,但是让你们要思想这个问题。
He told the story of two sons.
他接着告诉他们这个两个儿子的比喻。
And their father owned a vineyard.
这两个儿子的父亲呢,有一个葡萄园。
And it's evident that it was the father's heart's desire that when his sons came of age, that they would take over the operation of this vineyard.
他们父亲呢,有一个心愿,就是他们儿子长大的时候呢,以后要来承受这个葡萄园。
And so at the time of the father's choosing, he approached the first son.
所以他的父亲呢,就先对他的大儿子说,
and said, son, go work today in the vineyard.
他说,我儿啊,今天到葡萄园里去做工吧。
Now, I believe that he wasn't sending his son to sort of labor in the hot sun necessarily.
我觉得就不见得说父亲叫他在那个大太阳底下汗流满面的在工作。
It was more like the time has come for you to assume responsibility in the family business.
乃是说哦，儿子啊，现在长大了，你应该来负担家里家业的更多的一些责任。
And the father said, "Go and work today in the vineyard."
他父亲对儿子说，今天到葡萄园去工作吧。
And the response of the son is very striking.
但是这个儿子的回答非常稀奇。
He was honest.
他非常诚实。
I will not.
他说我不去。
Clearly he had other plans for his life.
很显然的他自己生活中有别的打算。
That didn't include just following in his father's footsteps.
他这个这些这个打算里面没有包括这个跟着他父亲走。
And in a very definite way, he said he wouldn't do it.
所以他非常清楚地告诉他爸爸说我不去。
And it's quite interesting, the father is not shown rebuking the son.
我发现说另外一件事情非常稀奇是他爸爸没有责怪他。
The father is not shown pleading with the son.
也没有发现说他的爸爸来劝这个儿子。
In fact, the father doesn't say anything.
在这边告诉我们说他的父亲没有讲任何一句话
But the son goes his own way
他的儿子就做他自己的事情去了
And that somehow as he was doing this his heart couldn't rest
但是呢当他做他自己事情的时候他的心呢发现没有安息
Somehow his own plans didn't seem as interesting as before He couldn't concentrate on what he wanted to do
或许他在做他自己喜欢做的事情的时候他里面呢就不太觉得再像以前那么喜欢了。
He was filled with regret.
他心中呢充满着懊悔。
He knew his father had the right to tell him to go work in the vineyard.
他说他的父亲呢有这个权利来吩咐他去做工。
And he began to have second thoughts.
他在这边就重新回想。
And while he had the second thought,You know, he turned around and he went and he did what his father told him to do.
当他在回想的时候呢，他就转身就去了。
Now there was another son.
那这边另外一个儿子。
And the father gave the same command to him.
他儿子，他爸爸呢，就像他小儿子说了一样的话。
And this son, really in his heart, he didn't want to do it any more than his first brother did.
这个第二个儿子呢，心里面呢，像他大儿子一样不想去做。
He had his own plans also.
他有他自己的打算。
He had his own desire also.
他有他自己的喜好。
But rather than telling the father that, he said, "Yes, I go, sir."
但是他没把他的真情告诉他的爸爸，他就跟他爸爸说，我去。
He knew what the father wanted to hear.
他知道他爸爸爱听什么。
And he told the father what he wanted to hear.
他告诉他爸爸，他爸爸所愿意听的是。
But he went away and he did something else.
但是他却没有去。
And the Lord Jesus takes this and he puts a question, to those scribes.
他就去用这个两个儿子的比喻呢，去问那些官长们。
These were the teachers.
这些是乃是宗教的教师们。
And he asked them what, probably for them seemed like a very easy question.
对他们来讲好像是非常容易回答这个问题。
Which one of those sons did the father's will?
你们想这两个儿子哪一个遵行父命呢?
Of course it was the first.
当然是大儿子了。
We can always see how it applies to someone else.
我们看到说当一件事情落在别人身上的时候我们很非常清楚地看得见。
But the Lord Jesus spoke to their hearts.
但是主耶稣呢要向他们心说话。
You can't see how it applies to you.
因为你们看不到同样的事情可以应用到你们自己的
身上。You saw even the hopeless case turning in repentance to God through John's ministry.
你们看到那些没有希望的人，他们先进了神的国，因为他们听从约翰的话。
But when that same word came to you, you excused yourself.
但是当约翰的话临到你们的时候呢？你们却不肯听。
You justified yourself in saying, "Well, I'm already okay."
因为你们自己对自己说，你们自以为意说，你们已经够好了。
And even when you saw those sinners turning in repentance and returning to God, your heart was somehow not touched.
当你们看到这些罪人, 他们悔改进神的国的时候, 你们的心根本没有受感动。
You know, this really comes as a challenge to my own heart.
这个呢, 对我来, 自我自己的心来说呢, 也是一个很大的, 惊叹。
Thou desirest truth in the inner being.
因为主说, 主喜爱心里的诚实。
Honesty with God.
对我们的主诚实。
Gives opportunity for the Lord to work in your life.
给神呢一个机会能够在你的心里面工作。
But hypocrisy, in a way, creates a wall.
但是如果你是假冒为善的话, 那么你好像是在跟神之间建了一道墙一样。
It's much better to be honest with God and to be written off as hopeless by man.
我们呢, 在主面前诚实, 而且被人看作没有期望呢, 比别的情形强。
Than to be honored in the eyes of man.
比在人的眼中看为强是更好的。
While the heart is far from the Lord.
因为他们在人面前是尊贵的, 但是他们心呢, 离神很远。
I believe the Lord really shows us how to respond to His words.
我们知道主在这边告诉我们, 我们应该怎样来回答主的话。
To be honest with Him.
乃是对主要心里诚实。
To pour out what is in our heart.
把我们心中的心思意念来告诉主,
to be willing to have second thoughts,
心中乐意悔改,
to reconsider our ways before the Lord,
重新思想我们在主面前的, 道路,
and to allow Him to bring us to a change of mind, to a change of attitude,
让神呢, 来改变我们的心思意念, 改变我们的态度,
for even the rebellious son who reconsiders does the Father's will.
你看到这个, 刚开始反叛的儿子呢, 当他重新回想的时候, 他又重新悔改, 回到父的旨意中。
This is all that we can do, recognizing His great mercy to us.
乃是, 真正的清楚的认识, 父的这个慈爱何等的大。
Trusting that He is faithful as He has promised.
相信说, 他是, 按照他自己的应许啊, 是就是那样的信实。
Let's pray for one another day by day.
让我们为彼此啊, 每日祷告。
As long as it's called today, that's what it says in Hebrews.
在希伯来书说, 只要有今天,
that our hearts would be tender before God.
让我们的心在神面前有柔软。
That we can be correctable before God.
我们在主面前一个存一个, 容易受教导的心。
Helping one another to respond to His grace, to His love.
让我们那个彼此鼓励我们怎样回答神的呼召。
Let's pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Lord, we thank You for Your word, and we do pray, Lord, that You would deposit Your truth in our hearts.
主，我们对你的话, 我们来感谢你, 并且我们求你把你的话存在我们心里。
Lord, we need You to lead us in the way of stewardship.
我们需要你来带领我们进到管家的侍奉里。
We know there's a deep work that You want to do.
使你能够在我们心中的深处来工作。
Down where no man can see.
在人所看不见的地方。
Lord, we do pray, don't let us go, Lord.
父啊, 求你不要放弃我们。
Lord, give us a soft, tender heart.
给我们一个柔软的心。
And lead us together, Lord, in the way that You've called us to go.
带领我们走你要带我们走的道路。
That indeed, Lord, when You return, You may have a people who are rejoicing to see You face to face.
当你回来的时候, 你能够发现有一些人能够, 预备好了, 欢喜迎接你再来。
We give You all the praise.
我们把一切的赞美都归给你。
Jesus' precious name.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名祷告。 Amen.